Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley, and
And
this
this is
is the
the
Idiot Healer
podcast. I paused before the usual opening because I was trying to multitask and think, what am I gonna say after?
Amy, did you forget that you go first?
I was going to say, we made it to June. Summer is here. The sun
It's
is
not summer yet, first of
out.
all. June 6th is not summer. I remember it's always after school ends.
Oh.
June 21st is the first day of summer, everybody. Still spring.
Spring is still here, but June is in the air. And so we're here with a really fun episode this time.
This time,
All the time, like always.
we're doing, philosophical questions to spark deep critical thinking
Yes,
by
your thinking caps on.
scienceofpeople.com. If you're curious, if you're like, oh, what do I say to people? What should I ask them to spark conversation? Here you go.
Yes,
Right
just go
now.
up to anyone
Yeah.
and just go for that first question. Are we just diving into it?
Would you like to know what a philosophical question is? Well, here's the answer. A philosophical question often doesn't have a clear, straightforward answer. They're questions that usually require deep thought and sometimes don't have answers. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I do not have any deep thoughts.
Which is why we're pulling these questions in to stir the pot.
So maybe,
You will have deep
yeah,
thoughts.
hopefully. Do you feel like you have deep thoughts?
Only when I'm forced to.
Okay, great.
I heard it's good to exercise the brain, though, because your brain, when you get older, gets rid of the cells that it feels like, oh, you're not using them. So that's why people always say it's good to try new things. Or use that brain because, or else your brain will be like, eh, we don't need that. And then your brain deteriorates faster when you're older.
That's literally terrifying. Thank you.
So you must be very excited to do these philosophical questions and exercise that
I mean,
brain.
hopefully we're not that old that our brain's tossing things out yet, but all right.
So you're gonna go, are we gonna switch off? You ask me, and are we both gonna answer the same questions?
That's what I thought, but we could
Excellent.
not.
I think that's great. I wanted to make sure we were on the same
I thought it was
page.
gonna be like a Socratic seminar. We chat, and no one can tell us otherwise. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is it essential to be a good person? First of all, what does essential mean?
Second of all, what does it mean to be good? Oh, essential? Wait, is that, are you asking me? Or are we asking the audience?
I don't know.
Is it essential? Is it necessary for humanity for there to be good people in the world?
First of all, no.
Please elaborate.
Because necessary implies that it's necessary. Like, necessary for what?
For society to continue.
See, I thought of it more like, is it essential to yourself to be a good
Oh,
person? Like, do you
we're
think
already getting philosophical.
really, this podcast is just us talking about one question. There is no more. It's just one question that spans 50 minutes.
Listener immediately switches to their podcast.
I feel like the hard thing about this is that you want to jump in as a listener to what
Yeah.
we're saying because we sound idiotic, probably. But anyways, let's go.
All right, roll.
So, like, does a bad person think that they're a bad person? No.
Right.
So, does every person think that they should be a good person? Like, is it essential to yourself to be a good person? Is what I thought it was asking.
Oh, well, let's answer that first.
Yes, let's, Amy. Why are you looking at me?
Well, I think that.
I feel that I think too much about trying to be a good person, and that's not always good.
Okay.
Mic drop. You know, a lot of times you have to put yourself first, but at what point is it selfish? Everyone's got a different line, I think.
Have you watched that Friends episode
No.
where Joey tells Phoebe that There is no such thing as an unselfish act. So everything you do is basically either because you want to feel good for doing something nice, and is that considered selfish or not, right? So is that really selfless? And so I think I thought about that when you were talking about your answer for this question.
That's true, though. Do you value being called a good person?
Yes, I love being called a good person. Who doesn't? A bad person.
But I think if someone that you don't think highly of mm-hmm. thinks or says that you're a bad person, mm-hmm. that hurts your feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it hurt yours?
Yeah.
We're both pretty sensitive people.
Yeah. But you want everybody to think you're a good person.
Mm-hmm. So going to what I thought the question was, is it important for there to be good people in the world for society to progress? I would say yes, because you need givers and takers. And if everyone's just taking for themselves, then how can we give back? But then also, that's back to the question where it's like, oh, the givers, it's not really selfless, but maybe it's okay that it's not completely selfless in their brain. But as long as you do the action.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between being a selfish giver mm-hmm. and just
giving.
Just being selfish.
Oh.
You know, because I think there are people, like, for example, you know, they were saying that there's, this one TikToker that she cooks this food mm-hmm. and then she'll, like,
say bad things about her husband.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. What is that? We're watching 10 separate TikToks.
What's that? No, that there's this girl, I guess, who, like, goes to, third world countries, maybe, mm-hmm. and she will, like, bring all this food and, like, help the society that she's in and provide sustenance. And then people were saying that's really selfish that you do that and post it online to get all this praise from people. But then there are people saying that posting it online is how she can afford to do this because that helps raise funds to help continue this action. And so in that sense, it's not entirely selfless. Like, people want you to be 100% selfless and just, like, what, give all your money and, like, anonymously sort of thing, but it's like, you know, and they're like, oh, that's so selfish of you to publish it online, but if that helps the community, then it's good.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. I agree with you.
But then there are people who probably do it more yeah. selfishly than that. Like, I think that there is, you know, a line between...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in the end, that's okay. So, it's not really essential to be a fully good person. There's a balance, I think. And I think it's okay to be selfish for yourself. Still be good.
Yeah. You can't be 100% good.
All the time.
Yeah.
Excellent. Next question.
What should be the repercussions for wronging someone else?
Oh my gosh.
An eye for an eye!
I think it depends how you wronged someone else. Is the correct answer there should be no repercussions?
There are no correct answers. I told you at the beginning that some philosophical questions don't have answers.
But your answer will determine how people will see you.
In the sense that you think that there are certain wrongs mm-hmm. that are more harsh than others, mm-hmm. and they should have more harsh repercussions, and it should not just be one blanket.
Yeah, kind of like our justice system, which isn't perfect.
No, it really is not.
But it's supposedly like, oh, you do something bad, you go to court, you get taken to court, and then they decide like, oh, you should be in jail for 3 years or for a lifetime.
Yes, but should it not be the person who was wronged who decides the punishment?
No, because I think maybe they're biased.
They're definitely biased. But someone who has not been wronged
uh-huh.
cannot know the feeling.
Yeah. So they cannot truly give a true punishment.
Exactly.
I like it in the fantasy books that I read where, like, if something, say, something bad happens, right? And it's, like, between a warring country kingdom. They're, like, they killed somebody close to our main character. I say, an eye for a whole body. Go back and get them. Woo! So that's how I feel in my books. Does that mean anything? They get us, we get them back harder.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
So is that how you feel in real life?
I don't think so. I think that's wrong. Okay. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Can you ever honestly know another person?
I saw this thing that said, I don't know if I read it. Oh, wait, I did read it. And Alone with You in the Ether.
Perfect.
I think.
The book that we reviewed last week.
Yeah. But she said, you can't know someone wholly until you have sex with them.
Whoa.
You read that, right? Yeah. And I was like, interesting take. Because I sort of agree.
Oh, okay.
I will answer this. And I have an actual answer that no, I don't think you can honestly know another person. Mm-hmm. Because every person's personality depends on, I think, who they're with.
Mm.
And maybe what they're feeling at the time. And you can never truly know what's in their heart or what's in their mind. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's because that's how I feel. You keep yourself private, but I think everybody does. So no.
Good answer.
I will never know what it's like to have sex with you.
Wait, but why do you think have you heard? I think there's like a Japanese thing where they say there's different selves. You have different selves, like one that you show to your friends.
Oh,
one
yeah.
That you show to your family, mm-hmm. and one that's just for yourself. So that's what I thought of when you said that. Mm-hmm. I think that's true. I think that you can never truly know someone. You can have an idea, I think, maybe if you've been with them for a long time, of how they will be in certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps I think that you will never truly know someone, as a person is always changing. Always growing.
It especially depends on when you get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if it's someone that you've known a long time, it can go either way, that you, like, think that you know them, but mm-hmm. they're changing. Mm-hmm. And so the person that you think you know is different
yeah.
from how they actually are now. It's a very good point. That was an easy one, I feel like.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, that was a good question.
Here are the fun ones, guys.
Let's get
this
fun.
This is what really led me to click on this article, because it was, does grass feel pain when you step on it?
I'm gonna say no, because grass doesn't have, well, actually, do plants have feelings?
I wanna say yeah.
People, like, sing to their plants and stuff, right?
Yeah. And they say talking to your plant can help it grow better.
But did they say why?
Energy.
So when you step on grass, you are smashing its energy. I don't think grass can feel pain.
Me neither.
But it's a good thought.
Especially because it's pretty flat, so stepping on it, a lot of times it just bounces right back.
Why are jokes funny?
Wait, I read the one right below that.
If one person doesn't find a joke funny, does it mean they have a lousy sense of humor, or is the joke flawed? And it also ties into why are jokes funny.
Jokes are funny. To answer the second question first, it means they have a lousy sense of humor if they don't find a joke funny. Mm. But mainly just in the sense that everybody has a different sense of humor, and in the situation that you're talking about, it really depends on if it's going to be funny or not. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing, is the most jokes that are funny are based off, like, situational humor, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Like, a joke that could hit in one situation will not hit in a different situation because it doesn't really pertain. Like, that's what jokes are for.
Yeah. I think you're funny all
Thanks.
The time.
I think you're funny, too.
Because, why are jokes funny? Why are your jokes funny? Because I think we are the same person.
So really, you're just laughing at your own jokes. Okay.
No, I meant, like, I can connect to your joke.
And you know why? Because situational humor.
Excellent.
Next
question. We gotta run through these real fast. We got 200.
I don't know, some of these are easy, because one is, does morality bind animals? And the answer is no. Animals have no morals. That is a human construct. Easy, done, check.
Next.
Do you agree, though?
Yes. Can inanimate objects be good or bad?
Okay, first of all, my brother has asked me this question before, and he did not like my answer.
I'm ready to hear it.
Because it was neither. They're neutral.
Yeah, they're inanimate.
Again, morals, bad and good, is a human construct.
Yes. I agree. What is the opposing thought?
Well, if you say they're bad.
there are inanimate objects that are bad.
Yeah, like a thorn.
But human is projecting that they're bad.
Yeah.
Good, good.
We're like, bad or good page. Is based off how it interacts with a human. That's why they say, like, people are like, oh, pit bulls are bad. But they're not bad.
Mm-hmm. How do we know what words mean?
The dictionary. Which is made up of words.
But, you know, I think in previous podcasts, we've talked about it where some words sound like what they mean. For example, you just said the word thorn. Doesn't it sound like a thorn? thorn.
But is that because we know what thorn means?
Okay, say a made-up word right now, and then I will tell you what I think it means, and you think what you think it means.
Okay, so I'm gonna make up a word and put a definition to it in right now.
In your head. And then I will tell you what I think.
But now this is a trick because I'm gonna make it tricky. Like, that defeats the purpose.
Then don't make it tricky.
Well, if I could just not do that, it's a made-up word. Do you have one?
Yeah, I'm gonna make one up right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Jambala.
That just sounds like jambalaya. No, because literally, I was gonna say shwoom. But that's just like a sound. It's not a word. I mean, can anyone really like make up a word?
Actually, they said that people make up words every day.
Well, that's true, but like, do they make it up or are they just saying a word that sounds similar?
You're right.
Like, some people may say simile instead of similar because it sounds similar, but they're different words. But they're words.
You're right. What was the question?
Like, werfs.
Oh, werfs.
That's a word that I made up right now, but let me think of a definition. I can only think of what it sounds similar to.
Well, I'll give you a definition.
No. Oh. You're gonna give me a definition for the word I just made up.
And then you tell me if that sounds right.
Okay, go ahead.
Werf. Can you spell it?
W-O-R-F.
Werf. Werf. A noise a dog makes.
That's what I'm thinking. But no, that can't be right. Because that's just woof. And then I was thinking wharf.
Yeah,
but no, we need to go elsewhere. Think of it.
Wharf.
Think of wharf.
Wharf.
But see, that's because you're thinking of what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what you said, that some words sound like what they mean.
Yeah.
And that's the problem right there. I told you we wouldn't be able to do this. I mean, the real question is I should look up some obscure word in the dictionary. Oh, I should just open the dictionary.
Yeah, but we don't even have dictionaries anymore.
I have dictionaries.
Oh, just
this
kidding.
This is my home.
Incredible.
I don't have one in my room, but I have a grammar book.
Okay, even better.
And that's like the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you can't choose. You have to choose the first one.
No, I have to pick a word that you don't know. I have to choose. And now that I think about it, it's not like a dictionary because these are all easy to read words. What I should really do is pick a foreign language.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, that's not good. Because I need something without Greek, you know, prefixes.
You give me too much credit. I actually don't know that many words.
This is much harder than I thought it would be. Oh, this is a question I've always had.
Okay.
The difference between hanged and hung.
Oh, isn't hang, you're doing
no,
it.
Hung.
Oh.
Hanged.
Hanged.
Yeah, like how you know which version to use.
So you hanged?
You're saying I hanged. That's not right.
Okay, wait. So you hung an object.
Yeah.
But you hanged your hat.
No. I'll tell you right now.
Yes.
Because now I think about it, maybe not. Hanged is executed. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they hanged. Okay, that doesn't sound right, but it has to be that.
Yeah.
Because only people are executed.
Yeah.
I guess dogs, sort of. I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
Great.
Okay. And hung is suspended.
Oh, wow.
Like, you hung your hat. It's suspended now.
Wow. Well, I didn't know that.
See, I kept this grammar book because I thought, oh yeah, you know, one day I'll read it.
Now is that one day.
Yep, it comes in whether, I mean... You know when you're reading something?
Yeah, do you see? It's hard to talk.
This is interesting.
You can read it on your own time.
Oh, I've also wondered this. Past, P-A-S-S-E-D, uh-huh, versus past, P-A-S-T.
Oh, no, I know that one.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if this is right. Past is the past, like time.
Okay.
And past is like, I passed by you.
Oh, yeah. See, these are things that I feel like as native English speakers are just inherent. Like, we know it.
Yeah. But to explain it is something.
Yeah, but different. You explained it really well.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know what congenial means?
Oh.
And if you do, I need to pick a different word.
I keep thinking congenital, like a congenital heart disease. But I don't think I know what congenial means, so I can guess what it means.
Okay.
Okay, wait, but now it feels like language arts, because you're like, oh, let me get the root word, and then...
That's what I'm saying. So I was gonna pick euphony, but technically, it can't be euphony, that's not how it's pronounced, is it? But oh well, euphony, but I was like, phone is like a thing, and you would potentially know what that means.
Isn't you, like...
It is. Happy. No. Oh, I guess. Like, good. Yeah, I thought it meant, like, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Which, now that I think about it, eulogy, does that just mean, like, good words?
Yeah, maybe.
Anyways, okay, we got
the
really...
English majors out there, they're gonna get us.
Yeah. English has never been my strong suit.
Which is why we didn't major in it.
Yep.
Let's move on to the next question.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. Ooh, this is a good question. Mm-hmm. If immortality were possible, would you want to be immortal?
I feel like that's an easy question. That would be no.
Oh. Okay.
Is that yes for you?
Probably not.
I think a lot of people say no because they don't want to watch all their loved ones pass away and continue to meet people, but then have them all live. I mean, leave.
But I think, like, if I stayed youthful, I mean, technically youth isn't the same thing as immortality. Like, I don't want to be old and immortal. I want to be youthful. Yeah. So that depends on it. Mm. But I'm, like, in the sense that as you age, you know, you could make friends. Like, not everybody you know loves dies. That you get to know more people and they, like, during the phases of their lives sort of thing. I guess that's true. Like, people you really love, they die and they're gone and you want to die.
Yeah.
Sorry, good point.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah, you said that so... Does death not scare you?
Yeah, that's kind of scary. It is scary, but I don't think about it on a daily basis.
That's good. What would you say if you had 5 minutes to defend the human race in front of a group of aliens who are going to obliterate humanity?
Oh, no. That's a hard one. I think I would probably go with, like, cliches. So, there's so much love here. We are humans who love and just want to experience life.
That was a terrible speech.
And love each other. And give. And love. Hope.
If I were an alien and you said that to me, I don't think that would convince me not to kill your human race. I think I would say something. I'm sorry, I didn't want to just poo all over your idea.
Go ahead, I'll poo all over your idea.
I would say, we have really, you know, I was... Okay, let me start over. That we have advancements that potentially they would want. I would teach them about food, because if they're coming here, they probably don't know. I will teach you.
But the problem is that if you show them things, what if they just want to make us slaves and then use us? And that's worse than when death. Being slaves to these aliens.
Is that worse than death?
This is worse.
It depends, I guess, on if they're kind or not.
I hope they're kind.
We're getting off topic.
I hope they're like those aliens from Toy Story.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you have saved our lives. We are eternally grateful. The claw. The claw is our master. The claw tells us who must go and who must stay.
It was funny. So, like, at work, they, they were having, I think I told you about when I had mine, but they do, like, new hire lunches sort of thing. And so my coworker friend-ish, she just, like, sort of recently had her new hire lunch. And the thing is that my boss and, like, her, because she's a legal assistant, and so her, like, attorney that she works under, her and my boss are friends, and so they went, plus my friend, my coworker, and they went to go get lunch, and I was sad because I was like, what a wonderful combination to have these two boss friends and then these two, you know, underling friends, and then they go to lunch. Like, what a fun time. And then I was saying, and so they just left right by me, and I was like, oh, goodbye, I'll miss you. And then I was telling her that I was like, that it felt like the claw, that it was like, you were the chosen one, and they picked you up and took you. Anyways.
That's funny. I'm sorry you couldn't go, but maybe it was because they already paid for your lunch.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I didn't think I would go, but I was, you know, hopeful.
It's always good to have hope.
Yeah. Until the aliens come and kill humanity because we didn't have a good enough speech.
It's either they enslave us or they obliterate us all.
Yeah, I'd just be like, I don't know. I don't know why you shouldn't, but because...
Ooh, if superheroes were real... Would they be more responsible for protecting people than you are, or equally accountable?
I have watched The Boys.
Oh, I was gonna say, I watched The Incredibles.
Oh!
But go first. The Boys were good. Tell me about The Boys.
Well, it's basically about corrupt criminals. Oh. And I low-key agree with that, because that if there were people who had more powers than other people, I mean, one, if you think about the government, kind of similar, but two... If someone is, like, stronger, and then just because they're superheroes doesn't mean that they're good people. Mm-hmm. And I think potentially superheroes would be more likely to be bad people.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah. But to answer the question, I think technically they shouldn't be more responsible just because they're stronger people. Mm-hmm. That's my answer for that. But secondly, I don't think superheroes would be good people in general.
No. With great power comes great responsibility.
Mm-hmm. And not everybody is up to the task.
Oh, no. Or a lot of people are not up to the task.
Me letting my grandpa fall off. Sorry, that wasn't this episode, was it?
But anyways, yes, because power can corrupt. Mm-hmm. And our small, feeble human brains are so easily corrupted by power. And so, yeah. I don't think superheroes should be responsible either for, more responsible for protecting the people. Because in the end, they are just humans. Regular, easily corruptible humans. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, that's my answer. Agree. Echo and agree.
Do you think if you were a superhero, you would feel more responsible to protect people?
That's a good question. You should come up with these questions.
I should.
I think... When I was younger, I always thought how cool it would be to have powers. Because then, you could just do whatever you want.
Easily corrupted mind right there.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
What power? You know, I feel like that's a popular question that you get asked. It's like, what superpower would you want?
So, as a child, before... Disney's Frozen, I was actually into ice powers. I thought that'd be really cool. Just because they were fun, you could, like, skate whenever you want, freeze things, have ice cubes in your water. But as an adult, I feel like that wouldn't be as useful on a daily basis. I might go teleportation.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. And you could get away from bad guys. Yeah. If you were ever to be in a situation with bad guys. I always think about now, useful. Things to protect myself as a safe turtle I am.
That's fair.
What about you?
I mean, mine was always, I mean, not always, I'm not sure I ever thought of this, like, as a child. My memory doesn't go back that far. But as long as I can remember, mine has always been, like, I want to read people's minds. Ooh. Which I'm sure is not a superpower. It's just kind of like a
superpower. It's super.
Yeah. But it doesn't really get me anywhere except potentially the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, actually, though.
You know, in the sense that you think about Twilight and Edward can, like, it just influxes him with words.
Yeah.
I don't want it like that. That's too much. I want to be able to focus.
Yeah.
And then I read their minds.
That's super.
Thank you. His is just
vampirism.
Yeah. But that's just because I'm nosy, and also I want to know what people think about me.
It could backfire, though. Then yeah. You would be sad.
No, my feelings would be hurt so much. I would probably be a recluse, you know? But if I could choose not to read people's minds, or maybe would, you know, when you think people are thinking about you, and then I'd read their mind and be like, they're not even thinking about me. Mm-hmm. So actually, maybe it would make me better.
Actually, it would.
But I think it would corrupt me.
Yes. Yeah, then you could manipulate people.
Yeah.
Ooh, scary.
Scary. Anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, here are the challenging ethical questions. Those were way at the bottom.
Well, let's get challenging.
Were any of those hard to you?
Not really.
Yeah. But I guess, is it wrong to kill one person?
Well, that one's a hard one because it's a question that has been asked for centuries.
Mm-hmm. And no one
has the right answer because it's a philosophical question.
Yep. But would you?
I think the answer always goes down to people say that if it's that person that you know or love, then you would not. I would not.
But would you not feel better?
Feel better?
Because killing someone you love to save 100 strangers feels like a worthy sacrifice. Versus killing one stranger to save 100 strangers, do you not feel bad about that one stranger?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not really picturing someone I love. But in a sense, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe you should picture someone you love. Like, you know, like, in those movies, it happens all the time. The bad guy comes, they, like, take away the person you love, and then they're like, you must choose. Save the bomb, like, undo the bomb, or save the person you love.
Yeah, but in my head, I feel like Amy would understand.
Oh my gosh!
Goodbye, Amy!
I would be like, save me! What are you doing?
You think?
Yeah. I'm selfish. Back to that question.
That selfish?
Yeah. I would you want to live.
Versus 100 strangers. And I have to decide. And you're looking at me saying, Haley, save me? Really?
Have you,
really, Amy?
Have you watched the movie Weathering With You? It's an anime movie.
No.
So it kind of dabbles on that same idea where he meets this girl. And so he develops, like, a really strong friendship with this girl. But the girl has the power to control the weather. But using, like, controlling the weather too much, like, takes a toll on her. And basically, spoiler, I'm gonna spoil. spoil.
Oh, no.
So something happens to her, right? And then he basically has to choose that, oh, does he let her slip away into oblivion? Or does he defy the laws of the universe and go save her and bring her back? But by bringing her back, it will cause massive flooding and destruction in Japan.
Does he bring her back?
He goes and he brings her back.
Oh my gosh.
Because he tells her that even though, what was that quote where it's like, to one person, you are only one person in the universe, but to me, you are my universe. Mm. And so he decides to bring her back, and then the story ends where, yes, the whole Japan was flooded, but people adapted, and they travel in boats now, and, like, it just happens. But he's happy because he feels like he made the choice for himself.
Selfish. Like we were talking about.
But love is selfish.
That's true. I'm going to be honest. I think I would not.
You would not save the
girl. I would not bring her back, no.
Well, I would be stuck floating in space then.
Yeah.
Gone. Well, now I know not to put my life in your hands.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'll put them in someone else's hands.
Apparently my life is safe in your hands, so that's good to know.
I don't think this is very fair.
But imagine a boat full of small children.
Oh my gosh.
Me, or someone you love more than me. And a boat full of small children who have their whole life to live.
That's a tough one. It's always hard when you bring in children into it. Yeah,
what if it's one person you love, and then one person you love, and 99 other people?
Ugh.
Anyways, that's not the question.
Because we know what you'll choose.
The boat full of people.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that wraps up.
Oh, some of these are sad. Why do friendships sometimes end?
Well, that one's easy.
Oh.
Well, because people grow apart.
Okay, Thank you for listening to this chaotic episode about philosophical questions. Next week's episode is going to be Crimson Cranes.
A great YA novel.
It's six fantasy. Crimson Cranes. Did I say that?
No.
Okay, six. It's six Crimson Cranes.
Yes. And as of right now, as we're recording this episode, I am halfway through the book.
Ooh.
I actually have this book right here next to me.
That's great.
I'm not going to say anything. I was going to, but I'm not.
So if you want to hear more about that,
mm-hmm. Check it out. Go find it. Get it.
Read it, and then listen to our episode next week.
Yes. Excellent.
Excellent. Song time.
Song time to wrap up this wonderful, chaotic episode.
Are we doing a philosophical song? What would that be?
Well, I've been listening to this song on the radio because it always has come on. It's called Trust Fall by Pink.
Mm.
And as soon as I heard it on the radio, I said, is that Pink?
I love Pink.
And then I said, no, that can't be. It must be Kelly Clarkson. But it was Pink. My initial thoughts.
Always go with your gut.
I know.
Is that a philosophical song?
No, but it's one I've been listening to, so we're just going to go with that one.
Okay. Should I pick a Pink song?
Yeah, your favorite Pink song.
Have you listened to Irrelevant?
No, I haven't. By Pink.
That one's really good.
No. I do like Pink.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is a Pink episode. I look forward to listening to it.
Well,
all right.
See y'all later.
Thank you for joining us for this really crazy episode, and I hope you think of philosophical questions, too, and answer them.
Okay, have a great week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See you next week.